You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast. You join us on Friday's edition of the podcast, where we've got racing at Wolverhampton, Cartmel and Doncaster in the afternoon, Newmarket, Newcastle and Chester in the evening. It's also an Irish card from the Curragh to enjoy. And you'll hear it all live, of course, from 1:40pm on William Hill Racing Radio with Gordon Brown, Gary Capewell and Rory Delaghi. But ahead of that, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me to look ahead to four contests and a spin through the racing news is Mr. Sean Quinn. How are you today, Sean?
Very, very well, Sam. Thank you. And how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Yes.
Good.
How did Ascot treat you, Sean?
Not too bad. Not too bad. A very, very enjoyable week's racing. I managed to come out a few quid up for a change.
Yeah. So. I think it was reasonably profitable for a lot of people, because a lot of the races sort of worked out as they were supposed to, in a way, or at least of the outsiders that could be fancied. There weren't too many surprises.
No, I don't think we had too many shocks. I think the cream rose to the top last week, and it was just the greatest week's racing. It's the greatest week of the year for racing. You know, Cheltenham is fantastic. I love Cheltenham. That is the greatest week's jumping, but Ascot really is the creme de la creme, and, you know, everybody turns up for Ascot. It's the place everybody wants to be, and I just thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, so good to see such an international flavour to the meeting as well this year. Really, really did enjoy that. But we've got to look ahead. We kind of look back to Ascot forever. And a couple of news stories this morning. We'll start with news of the Eclipse. It's confirmed that New Bay will be heading to the Eclipse, which means the French Derby winner will clash heads with the English Derby winner. Golden Horn remains the favourite here, 8-11. New Bay installed as the 7-2 second favourite. Next scene's the Great Gatsby at 5-1. 12s for Western Hymn and 14s for Highland Drill. Obviously, we don't know the entire field yet, Sean, but it'll be good to see two Derby winners going head-to-head.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. And they might be the only two that count in the race, because I'm not sure if the Great Gatsby will head there. It had been mooted that he could head for the Judmont International at York, of course, a track that he won the Dante at. You question whether Sandown would really suit that horse as well. He's not a horse who needs to be dropped in by any means, but dropped out by any means, but he likes to be dropped in. And we know that Sandown can be a track that plays to front runners' strengths, or horses that like to lie very handy. So it may just be that New Bay and Golden Horn take a lot out of the field. But as you say, fantastic to have two Derby winners clashing heads, and two very, very good horses. I mean, you know, we don't need to say much more about Golden Horn. He's beaten all that's been put in front of him, but New Bay hasn't been too bad either. I mean, he's suffered one defeat that came behind Make Believe in the French Guineas, but the step up to 10.5 furlongs at Chantilly last time out looked to suit this son of Dubawi down to the ground, and I think 12 furlongs is likely to prove ideal for him. He's going to meet his toughest match to date in Golden Horn, a horse who, you know, was so, so impressive in the Derby. But as you say, it is something to really look forward to, and it'd be quite a coup for Sandown Racecourse to get the two Derby winners to clash heads if they do so.
One of the better head-to-head battles that we're looking at over the next couple of months. But of course, we've also got the Sussex Stakes if Solo and Glen Eagles line up there.
Yeah, I mean, what a race
exactly.
That's going to be. A few years back, we had the hype, the duel on the downs with Frankel and Canford Cliffs, of course. Canford Cliffs, unfortunately, wasn't quite right that day. Suffered an injury in the race. I think you might remember he hung quite badly left in the closing stages of that race, but Frankel came out on top nonetheless and proved his superiority. And I think in Solo and Glen Eagles, we have the two best milers in the world at this moment in time. They proved that at the Royal Meeting last week, and to see them go head-to-head will be fascinating. And I was a big Solo fan last week at Ascot against the Elders. But against a really good three-year-old in Glen Eagles, I don't know which way I'd go at this moment in time.
Yeah, should be really good. We've also got the Northumberland Plate coming up soon, Sean. You had any early thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, there's going to be a little bit of a shake-up in the market. And also it'll depend on what the weather does, because the ground is currently good to firm. Newcastle are due a bit of rain tonight, but if that rain doesn't come, it's going to be very, very quick at Newcastle, and that's going to see some of the more fancied horses withdrawn, notably the top weight Clever Cookie, who would be a fascinating runner, but you know, Peter Niven didn't risk him on quick ground in the Ascot Gold Cup, so if he didn't do it in the Ascot Gold Cup, he's hardly going to do it in the Northumberland Plate. The favourite for the race, the Antipost favourite, Seymour, has been given a shocking draw in stall 22. I mean, that might just put pay to his chance, and I see he's now been headed in the betting with us at William Hill by Quest for More on the back of the draw coming out this morning. Quest for More's got a great draw in stall 3. Seymour, as I say, 22, so you know, that might just scupper his chances. We know that Brian Ellison is mad keen to win the plate, having been born on Northumberland Plate Day. Been a local lad himself, so his best chance in the race looks to have been slightly scuppered due to the draw, but it's a race I'm looking forward to. There's so much that could change though between now and post time, particularly with the weather and then the effect that is going to have on the horses that turn up on the day. But for £86,000 for the winner, I think you'll get an awful lot of them turned.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll just run you through the betting then for the Northumberland Plate as we have it. Still a pretty open look to it. Quest for More is the 8-1 favourite. 9-1 for Seymour. Gabriel's King is 10-1, along with Oasis Fantasy in its 12s. Bar those. Just before we move on then to Friday's racing, we must mention, Sean, the retirement of Lady Cecil, and the Warren Place Yard is obviously going to be sold as well. She hasn't had the greatest of seasons, but it'll certainly be a big hole left in racing to no longer have the Cecil name.
Yeah, it certainly will. And it must be said that she's done fantastically well since Sir Henry Cecil died a couple of years ago. You know, to keep the ship going. And you know, she enjoyed Group 1 success in her own right with Noble Mission. That was fantastic at Ascot last year. You know, that was probably her crowning moment. And I'm sure that'll be a day that she will forever be very, very proud of. Clearly she feels that the time has come to move on, and with Warren Place being up for sale, that's probably led to her wanting to relinquish the license. I can't imagine she'd have wanted to train from anywhere else, but great that she kept the legacy going for these past couple of years since Sir Henry passed away, and you know, she's done fantastically well.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be missed by everyone, I'm sure. We'll move on then to take a look at some of Friday's racing. We've picked out four of the best on Friday afternoon and over the evening to look at. We'll start at Doncaster with their 3:35. This one's a mile handicap. It's a Class 3 with six of them lining up to contest. A couple of interesting ones line up here, Sean.
Yeah, probably the two at the top are the most interesting for me, Sam. I don't know what you thought, but Azraf and Highest Level make the most appeal to me. I suppose you'd have to throw in recent Doncaster winner Oracolo as well, but I'm really intrigued by this top horse Azraf in the first time blinkers. He's run two good races in handicaps this year, notably last time out at Newbury in that London Gold Cup, a race won by Time Test. Well, we all know what he's gone on about since at the Royal Meeting.
Pretty
last
solid
week.
Form, that.
Yeah, and that race always works out really well year on year. The London Gold Cup is one of the better guides to strong 3-year old form over that kind of distance. He drops back to a mile. I don't think that's going to inconvenience Azraf though. He's a son of Paco Boy, out of a Dane Hill Dancer mare, and a lot of his relatives were quite speedy, so I don't see the drop back to a mile being a problem. He proved himself a pretty useful performer over a mile last season when winning the big Bladen Nursery up at Newcastle. That race has worked out very, very well, and the booking of Ryan Moore looks an excellent one, so I'd be very, very sweet on Azraf here. Highest Level is Saibin Saror's representative. This horse was a winner in maiden company at Kempton two starts back and didn't lose much in defeat last time out when finishing second behind Bartel at the same track. Bartel didn't run badly at the Royal Meeting last week. He finished eighth in the Britannia Handicap, so he's held the form up. And you'd be surprised if Highest Level didn't have more to offer with him having just had the three starts. But I do think he needs to take his form to another level to be getting the better of Azraf. Oracolo, as I said, was a winner at Doncaster last time. That came in a Class 4 handicap. Steps up in class, but he is an improving sort, and I wouldn't rule out a bold bid. Barry Hills, there's Taffer Hom as well, who won a Nottingham maiden. I think he needs to improve to win this. All in all, I'm quite sweet on Azraf.
Okay, Azraf then, for sure, number one on the race card there at Doncaster. We'll move further up north then to Newcastle for the next two of our races. We'll start with our 7:15. This one's the Hopping Stakes. It's a fillies listed event over a mile and a quarter. 12 of them line up to contest it. What were your thoughts here, Sean?
Well, Talmadar blotted her copybook a little bit for me last time out at Haydock when only finishing fourth in a group three there. I quite fancied her to win that, but ultimately she was beaten fair and square. That was over 12 furlongs, though. She drops back to 10 furlongs, and she ran such a good race at York over 10 furlongs the time before in the Middleton Stakes at the Dante Meet, finishing second behind Secret Gesture. She had a Group 1 winner in Ribbons back in third, another Group 1 winner in Madame Chiang back in fifth. Bragging the favourite was sixth. That was a really strong race, and a repeat of that run would see her win this, but there is a little question mark hanging over her now. Cleo hasn't got too much to find on official ratings with Talmadar, and was only a length behind her in that Haydock race. So you could see her serving it up to Talmadar again. And I think she's going to be well suited by the drop back in Trip. Winter's Moon is the Godolphin representative. She was fifth behind Jazzy Top in a listed race at Newmarket last time out. She is a decent filly, but I think she needs to take her form to another level to be winning this. And then you've got a couple of three-year-olds that would interest me. The likes of Covert Love, who won a York handicap really well last time out off 83. She needs to improve, but she's only had the three starts to date and could well do so. Charlie Fellows has This Is The Day in the race. She was third behind Mutatis Mutandis, who goes for the Pretty Polly Stakes this weekend over in Ireland. So if she were to win this, she'd endorse the claims of Mutandis. I'll give Talmadar another chance, but I'm certainly not as sweet on her as I was at Haydock last time out.
Okay, then Talmadar then getting the tentative vote for Sean. We'll go then to Newcastle 7:45. The Gosforth Park Cup, of course, this five furlong sprint. There's 10 of them lining up for this one. Who did you like?
I think it's a wide open race. It's a shame this race isn't what it used to be, Sam. I mean, it's worth just shy of £12,000 the winner, which is shocking.
It's a pretty small field considering, isn't it?
It is, but I think that's the reason, you know, 10 runners, because these good horses can run for a lot more money elsewhere week in, week out. We won this race, I think it's nearly 10 years ago now, with a horse called Caribbean Coral. 11 years ago it was, in fact, and he won £28,000. So how can a race be worth that much less? No, nearly 20,000 less.
Less than that, yeah. Less than half, isn't it?
It's 11 years on. I mean, it's like a trip back to the dark ages. But anyway, that's that little rant over it. We'll try and find the winner now. I quite like the claims of Desert Ace, who ran a good race behind Red Baron last time out. That was his first sign of a return to form since joining Michael Dodds' yard. He'd run two moderate races at Wolverhampton and Beverly prior to that. But that was a good run behind Red Baron. He had decent horses like Monsieur Joe, and Online Alexander in behind. Of course, Monsieur Joquet has come out and finished second in the Epsom Dash. Online Alexander is a very, very decent filly of Kevin Ryan's. Red Baron, the winner, has come out and won that big Scottish sprint up at Musselburgh a couple of weeks back. So the form of that race is really, really strong, and Desert Ace will take a lot of beating here. Pearl Acclaim got back to his best with a good win at Musselburgh last time out, and you couldn't rule out another bold bid from him. Confessional was third behind Red Baron last time up at Musselburgh in that Scottish sprint, and he could well build on that, but he's not always the most appealing horse to back for win purposes. Ash Pan Sam was a winner at Epsom last time out, but he really thrives at Epsom, and he's got to translate his form to Newcastle. I'm going to go with Desert Ace, though.
Okay, Desert Ace then getting the pick for Sean in the Gosforth Park Cup. The final race on Friday's podcast then comes from Newmarket. This is the 7:55. It's a fillies conditional stakes over six furlongs, with seven of them down to go to post for this Class 3. Who's on the shortlist?
I think the selection here will be Love Island, who ran Grand Canaria Queen so close last time out at York. That was a 0-100 filly stakes, so that race was every bit as strong, if not stronger, than this race. Richard Whittaker's booked Ryan Moore. That booking makes plenty of appeal. Ryan Moore wouldn't have ridden for the Whittaker stable too much down the years. And I think she's going to be very, very hard to beat. The one who could give her most to think about is Serenity Spa, who ran a really good race to finish second behind Desert Command last time out at Salisbury. That was only a five-runner race, but the form of the race looks okay. Ishiamba would be another one to be interested in. She was behind Love Island at York last time out, a couple of lengths behind her, but she was sent off favourite for that race that day. So Maybe just underperformed a bit, and a repeat of some of her runs prior to that this season would see her bang in the mix. So Love Island, the selection for me, the dangers rate, Serenity Spa and Ishi Amber.
Okay, Love Island then in that new market contest for Sean. Just spin us through your selections one more time, please, then for Friday's action.
Yep, no problem. In the 3:35 from Doncaster, a mile handicap, I'm going to side with Azraf, who wears the first-time blinkers. We then go to Newcastle for their 7:15. I'm going to give Talmadar one more chance, dropping back to 10 furlongs should suit her. In the Gosforth Park Cup, the Newcastle 7:45. I'm going to side with Desert Ace, who ran such a good race behind Red Baron last time up. And then we head down to HQ, onto the July course, and the selection in the 7:55 is Love Island.
There we are then, Sean Quinn's thoughts ahead of Friday's racing, and you'll hear it all live from 1:40 p.m. with Gordon Brown, Gary Capel and Rory Delaghi in the studio for Wolverhampton, Cartmel, Doncaster, Newcastle, Newmarket, Chester, and there's an Irish meeting at the Curragh. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Sean, and best of luck with your selections tomorrow.
Many thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.